Worse than getting lumped up with a baseball bat? In a way. I don't want to talk about it. She wiped her tears away with one hand, first one side and then the other, still looking at the snapshot. Later on, before he and his mother left Harwich, Bobby beat up the boy who actually used the bat, Harry Doolin. Carol put her photograph back in its little compartment. What I remember best about that day, the only thing about it worth remembering, is that Bobby Garfield stood up for me. Sully was bigger, and Sully might have stood up for me if he'd been there, but he wasn't. Bobby was there, and he carried me all the way up the hill. He did what was right. It's the best thing, the most important thing, anyone has ever done for me in my life. Do you see that, Pete? Yeah, I do. I saw something else, too. She was saying almost exactly what Nate had said not an hour before, only she had marched, had taken one of the signs and marched with it. Of course, Nate Hoppenstand had never been beaten up by three boys who started out joking and then decided they were serious, and maybe that was the difference. "He carried me up that hill," she said. "I always wanted to tell him how much I loved him for that, and how much I loved him for showing Harry Doolin that there's a price to pay for hurting people, especially people who are smaller than you and don't mean you any harm." "So you marched." "I marched. I wanted to tell someone why. I wanted to tell someone who'd understand. My father won't, and my mother can't. Her friend Rionda called me and said..." She didn't finish, only sat there on the milk box, fidgeting with her little bag. "Said what?" "Nothing." She sounded exhausted, forlorn. I wanted to kiss her, at least put my arm around her, but I was afraid doing either would spoil what had just happened. Because something had happened. There was magic in her story. Not in the middle, but somewhere out around the edges. I felt it. I marched, and I guess I'll join the Committee of Resistance. My roommate says I'm crazy. I'll never get a job if a commie student group's part of my college records, but I think I'm going to do it. And your father? What about him? Fuck him. There was a semi-shocked moment when we considered what she had just said, and then Carol giggled. Now that's Freudian. She stood up. I have to go back and study. Thanks for coming out, Pete. I haven't ever shown that picture to anyone. I haven't looked at it myself in who knows how long. I feel better. Lots. Good. I got up myself. Before you go in, will you help me do something? Sure, what? I'll show you. It won't take long. I walked her down the side of Holyoke, and then we started up the hill behind it. About 200 yards away was the steam plant parking lot, where undergrads ineligible for parking stickers, freshmen, sophomores, and most juniors, had to keep their cars. It was the prime makeout spot on campus once it got cold, but making out in my car wasn't on my mind that night. "Did you ever tell Bobby about who got his baseball glove?" I asked. "You said you wrote to him." "I didn't see the point."